You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show was first aired January 25th, 2024. A 235-acre donation of farmland and forest in Wilmot to the Rare Charitable Research Reserve is on hold over a parking lot. The Schneider family has been working on the donation since 2020, and has now reached out to regional residents to pressure township politicians to finalize the deal. The land sits on Waterloo's border, and the family has allowed light recreational use of the forest for decades, with some trail users parking along nearby roads. Now, citing safety and liability concerns, the township is requesting a parking lot be built to accommodate future use of the lands. However, project proponents say the request will damage sensitive areas while burdening the charity with added maintenance costs. This show features an interview with Dr. Stephanie Sobeck-Swant, the executive director of RARE, along with a quote from the Schneider family statement and the short comment a township representative made to CKMS News. Now for the interview with Dr. Stephanie Sobeck-Swant of RARE. As I understand it, the Schneider family owns farmland that they would like to donate to RARE. To do so, they want to sever the areas of the property to be donated from areas of the property they wish to keep, which includes two areas with houses. Currently, there is recreational use in these lands. When did the saga begin? Like, how is RARE involved, and what is the current status of the donation?
We're almost at the 4-year mark of when the Schneider family came out to RARE and signed their intent to donate papers with us. And there was obviously already conversations before that happened on how this could best be facilitated. So we're in over 4 years at this point. And you're mostly right with your description. So it's actually three different lots the family currently owns. They're also living on two of those lots right now. So to be able to make a donation of the natural areas of those lands, those residential parts that have the houses need to be severed off. So basically that would then result in three parcels that they retain and where they live, and it would result in three parcels that will be merged into one large 235-acre parcel that will be conveyed to RARE. And that parcel has the bulk of the wetlands, the woodlands, and all the good stuff that's exciting for conservation.
Now, this property, it is wholly in the township. It's beyond Waterloo boundaries.
It's wholly in Wilmot. And Waterloo is basically on the other side of the road.
They are working on getting this land severed. What's holding it up at this point?
We submitted our planning application in March 2023 after having several conversations with the township as well. And then it came to council in May. And unfortunately, the township keeps wanting the family to build an additional parking lot on the lands. And the family has been very clear right from the outset, they do not wish to do so. And there are a number of good reasons for that, because they and the neighbors in the areas, they don't want to have an unsupervised rural lot. They don't want to burden RARE as a charity and the donors of RARE with the maintenance of that lot going forward. There's all sorts of environmental concerns associated with building a lot in that area. In fact, we have had word from the GRCA quite some time ago already, who said it would be very difficult engineering-wise, and most likely they would not even permit it because it is part of the ecologically significant landscape, Laurel Creek Headwaters area, and it's a lot of wetland there. It's difficult to build, and it can be at risk if you build a parking lot.
Now, there is currently some recreational use. Is there an existing parking issue? Like, have there been complaints?
No, and you can see this on our website as well, because the township had asked us to submit with our application basically a transportation strategy for the property, and we'll go through various scenarios there. And you can see that over the 40 plus years that the Schneider family has owned those lands and has permitted for the community to use it for those passive recreational purposes, they have not been approached by the township during that time that there were any serious concerns or issues, because there's legal roadside parking in the area and that's what people use. Does it happen occasionally that there is a lot of demand? Yeah, it has happened, particularly during the pandemic where everyone was here and wanting to get out. But it's certainly not the majority of the time that that is an issue.
Looking at the lands on the overhead pictures or satellite imagery, just where it would go, if there is an increase in use.
Maybe I can speak kind of more generally to that issue, because we're not really expecting an excessive amount of use going forward. Because basically what's happening, just from a mere planning perspective, the ownership is being transferred from one owner to another. And there's no legal requirement, because we're not planning to change the use at all. So there's no legal requirement for additional infrastructure because of that. That includes parking lots. So I think people, when they think of RARE, and it's flattering to be recognized like that, they think of our main site that we have in Cambridge, and they think of big facilities, big parking lots, big programs happening. And yes, those programs happen there at those purpose-built facilities. But what is maybe less well known to people is that since 2019, we've also acquired a number of other conservation sites, some of which have public access, some of which have don't public access, that don't have infrastructure associated with them. There's no parking built, they're being accessed from the roads. And this is not untypical for other conservation charities as well to have those sites. And in fact, even at our main sites, we have an area of the original RARE property that is being accessed from Whistlebury Road or Langdon Drive, for example, that does not have designated parking. But what I also want people to understand is when a land donation happens, we work with the donors to really make sure their vision for the donation and their vision for that legacy is being met, is being respected. So we worked with the family really to work out, you know, they wanted to make sure the public access can continue. That was important to them. They want to make sure nothing is being built on those lands. And they have also asked us as part of that donation to not advertise the property and the property use on our website. So that's one tool that we can use to manage access going forward.
So what is the plan for this land once it is donated to RARE? Like, how does it fit into RARE's mission?
As everything RARE does, conservation is really our priority. And that's why we feel so passionate about supporting the Schneiders in making this gift. Because there's not a lot of land left in Waterloo region that is as highly ecological significant as those lands, particularly not of that size. And we have all seen how quickly things can go sideways when the green belt got threatened and everything. So we really want to make sure this is being protected for future generations.
The activities that are going on, I've seen some questions. There's a Reddit thread going on about access to the lands in the same way. RARE plans to keep access open to have the same access for the communities to use these lands in this recreational way.
Yeah, absolutely. We do not want to take that away from the community, because the community has been doing that for the past almost 50 years, and it has served everyone well, I think.
I then asked Dr. Sobek-Swant about how adamant the council is in the demand for a parking lot, and about the letter the Schneider family released asking regional residents to pressure the Wilmot Council to allow the land transfer to go ahead.
When we first started to talk to the mayor and the councillors, the mayor herself said, you know, it would reflect poorly on the township if we can't make this happen over a parking issue. So let's do it. What we would like to really see is council to step up and make true to their commitment that they said they would work collaboratively together with us, the family, and the city of Waterloo to find a solution that does not involve necessarily building a new parking lot. Because I think a meaningful compromise would be to look at the street parking situation that currently exists and make improvements. There can be traffic calming solutions, there can be additional signage. There's a lot that can be done, but we as a charity are not able to do that. That's the municipalities that have to do that. legal roadside parking exist there? If that is a concern, why does it exist? And it exists there as it does in other places around the township. People access the Avon Trail that also goes to the Schneider property, by the way. They access it from other areas in the township, from Nafziger Road, for example, and folks park by the road there as well. So this is no different. People park in downtown New Hamburg. And kind of part of the issue and why there is urgency and we're bringing the wolf to the door here is James Schneider, who is really spearheading this donation and who owns the land, is 94 years old. And the family has been very clear, if Jane passes, this donation will not happen. And we want to give Jane that honor and respect and celebrate this with her during her lifetime. So basically what we want the township to do is really they need to speed up the process, because we've also heard this may still be months or even years before it is being resolved. And we do not have years.
While much of the information in the letter written by the Schneider family regarding their donation was covered in the interview with Dr. Sobek Swant, they also included a request for residents to contact council members of Wilmot Township. Before listing the contact information of Mayor Natasha Salonen and other councillors, the letter concludes, quote, please write, phone, or email your support of our land donation to the Wilmot Council and Mayor. Let them know that you do not want a parking lot, that any further delays are not acceptable, and that they need to work on alternative solutions to approve our severance application quickly. We do not want to close the property for public access, as has been suggested by township planners. Improved roadside parking is a possibility and needs to become a political priority. Unquote. CKMS News contacted Wilmot Mayor Natasha Salonen and several councillors for comment, but was referred to the township's communication manager, Donna Kell, on all occasions. Kell gave the following statement, quote, the township of Wilmot follows provincially regulated municipal best practices as they relate to planning policies and permit requirements. These best practices are applied neutrally to everyone in spite of the size and scope of the project to ensure fairness and equity. While we are immensely grateful for this generous donation to the Rare Charitable Reserve, we must follow best practices and apply the same requirements we would apply to anyone in Wilmot. In this case, there has been an application for the amendment of the town's zoning bylaws, and it was concluded a parking solution is required to ensure the safety of local residents and limit taxpayers' liability. We continue to work with the applicants and the City of Waterloo toward a solution that addresses these issues. Further updates on this process will be reported when the matter returns to Council. Unquote. When CKMS News asked for further clarification, Kell sent the staff report DS-2023-008, which recommended figuring out parking before allowing the changes to the Schneider properties. While the document does suggest both on-road parking and an on-site parking lot, it maintains the township should not be held for any costs of design, construction, or future maintenance of whatever parking facilities are built. The report also dismisses potential traffic calming measures in the area as part of a quote-unquote do-nothing approach, which staff rejects as unsuitable for liability reasons. CKMS News did not receive a response to questions about when the matter would be brought back to council. We will end the show with the final comment from Dr. Sobek Swant, the executive director of the Rare Charitable Research Reserve.
I hope that we as a community can work together to make this happen, to protect it, and to celebrate conservation.
This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.